Next up, the Parades Commission have placed restrictions on a controversial Loyalist parade in South Belfast on Friday night. There were complaints over paramilitary displays at a similar parade over the past 2 years. The parade will commemorate the 22nd anniversary of the murder of UDA men Joe Bratty and Raymond Elder. Within the determination, it says no paramilitary style clothing is to be worn at any time during the parade, and flags, bannerets and symbols relating to prescribed organisations shall in no circumstances be displayed. I'm joined now by South Belfast SDLP MLA Claire Hannah. Good morning, Claire.
Morning, Vinnie.
What are your thoughts on the determination?
Well, I think the Parades Commission always have a really hard balance to strike. I definitely don't envy them, and I think they probably on balance have made the correct decision here. I mean, as you said in your introduction there, we raised concerns and other people raised concerns last year because of the overt paramilitary character of this event in 2014, and that continued in 2015. There were UDA flags put on lampposts that stayed for weeks after the event, and there was a UDA plaque and wreath laid at a publicly funded war memorial. And I think it's worth pointing out, Vinnie, Ballinafy hosts probably 18 or 20 orange and band parades every season. This isn't about not allowing band parades or band contests or orange marches. This is specifically about the glorification of a group, the UDA, associated with paramilitary and sectarian murder and extortion. So the Parades Commission have been very clear that there are to be no paramilitary trappings, and I very much hope that'll be the case.
We did ask someone from the UPRG to come on, but there was no one available. Do you think, are you confident, Claire, that the determination and all the details within will be, they'll uphold them and they will stick by them?
Well, look, we have to take things at face value. I've read the determination carefully, and I've read some of the representations that were made, and the organisers of the event have said that they've contacted the bands and said not to have paramilitary trappings, but we'll have to see, yeah. And that will have to shape what happens in future years. But this is actually wider than this event. It's wider than Ormo. It's wider than the UDA. It is a failure to deal with the past and to deal with paramilitaries. The paramilitary report that came out last month told us that turning a blind eye or going for sort of short-term fixes with paramilitarism is part of the reason why 20 years on this cancer is still in our society, and that there are still these people who think that they can take power in ways that aren't democratic and are trying to flex their muscle and are trying to, in my mind, poison another generation of young people and try and tell them that what they did was somehow right when we know that it wasn't.
You've already alluded to the housing executive. There have been controversies surrounding the commemoration because £11,000 First World War Memorial funded by the housing executive had been used to honour UDA members, including, as we mentioned, Bratty and Elder. The housing executive have sent a statement to the Nolan Show. They say, again, we are extremely disappointed that a memorial garden built to commemorate those who fought in the First World War has been unnecessarily associated with this parade. So there is obviously frustration there within the housing executive as to how this money is being spent.
Well, I think there's frustration among a lot of people, including nationalists, unionists, and I'm sure many loyalists as well, or well, certainly unionists, about the association and the attempt to link events like this that commemorate specifically two men who were involved in the UDA, who, by the way, are closely linked with murders in the Ormo area, to link that with people who fought and died in the First and Second World War is repulsive to many people. And I think there have been attempts throughout this important year, this solemn year, and indeed, without getting into whataboutery, I suppose, in 1916 as well, to link those who've been involved in our current or the recently ended conflict and people in previous conflicts. And I think in terms of linking it to the First World War, that will be offensive to many people. There are solemn and somber and appropriate occasions for remembrance of the First and Second World War dead, and I don't think it serves anybody to link them with the deaths of people in gangs who perpetrated murders in the Troubles.
Are there tensions in the area?
No, look, I think it's important to say Ormo and Ballinafy, they're live and let live areas. I'm not going to say there aren't tensions, there won't be protests or anything. And see if it is, see if the band parade goes ahead and there aren't UDA trappings, that's fair enough. Like I say, there are numerous events and band events in this area. But it is important to say that the Ormo has an important nighttime economy. People, it's a Friday night, people have been working all week, so they'll go out and get a bite to eat or a drink, and that's why the Parades Commission have restricted it from the Ormo Road, because last year we were told there were going to be 4,000 people watching this and loud blood and thunder music close to 10 p.m. at night, and I think it's striking that balance. People do have, yes, they do have a right to march and the events will be facilitated, but other people have a right to enjoyment of their neighbourhood and have a right to live free from intimidation as well.